We are standing on the grounds of Norwood School. It was the spring of 1907 when the ground was broke by a team of men with picks and shovels. Over the summer, using horse-drawn wagons, they hauled away enough earth to create the basement and work started on the building itself. In the years leading up to its construction, the area around Norwood was growing rapidly. The city of Edmonton was expanding beyond its boundaries, and new immigrants were building neighborhoods on the prairies. While small schoolhouses existed on this site before, the trustees responsible at the time decided that the new building was going to be a landmark. And part of being a landmark meant that the unsightly elements of the area needed to be dealt with. In a letter from the public school board to council in the winter of 1906, the board requests that a few nuisances be dealt with, namely the Williamson Brothers slaughterhouse across the street and the irreputable houses of ill fame. As well, area residents were not shy about their use of school grounds. In a letter to one resident, the school board noted,
"It has come to the knowledge of the board that you are using their property in Norwood Extension for a pig corral. This has been done without obtaining permission from the board or of entering into any arrangement with them for the use of this property."
Despite its rather unglamorous beginnings, when it was formally opened in May of 1908, Norwood School was an achievement for the new city. It was the most expensive and modern school in the province, costing $89,490 to complete. It was equipped with an electric school bell, water fountains, and much more. It is to the school board trustees, whose foresight called for first-class materials despite the cost, to whom we owe credit for the structure that is still standing 100 years on. At the time, though, the view from the grounds was far different. Surrounded in most directions by wagon trails and bushes, the school was on the edges of a growing city. If you looked to the south, you wouldn't have seen high rises or rushing traffic. There the land dropped off into Rat Creek, for which the school was originally to be named. But fortunately, residents wanted something more dignified than the Rat Creek School, and Norwood is what they got.